Hello, Herd, and welcome to another episode of Monday Motivations here on Nerd Herder. Welcome to Monday, and welcome to a new week. It feels like forever since we've recorded, mostly because we've had so many technical issues with being able to record and reach the audio to edit and post and all of that madness. Just a lot of technical issues. Technology is a blessing when it works, but it's a curse when it doesn't. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to get out our Clone Wars rewatch due to all of the technical issues happening, and by the time we found a temporary solution to be able to record again, hence you receiving this episode now, it was last afternoon, Sunday afternoon, and so we just decided to go ahead and say that we'll move the Clone Wars rewatch we were supposed to do on the previous Friday to the next and just rework the schedule to keep up with it. It's frustrating for us, mostly. I know more than you, most of you are more than okay. You don't really mind it, that it didn't come out on time. Some may not even have noticed, for us, it's very frustrating when we can't be consistent, when we can't put things out when we say we're going to put things out. It's very difficult. The worst part about it being that we just can't control it. We can't just make things work because our schedule says it has to, you know. It's a difficult thing. And on top of all of that, you know, today's a holiday for us here, and so I'm not at work. So I should be able to record at home this morning, but they're doing construction around our apartments, and so all of the noise going on there, it's difficult enough to hear me and Megan have a conversation, let alone to be able to record an episode. So I'm actually in the parking lot of my favorite coffee shop recording this episode because, number one, I like coffee, and I always need coffee to start not only the Monday Motivation episode, but just my Monday in general. And two, because at least I can get some peace and quiet out here. So, all that to say, it's been an up and down kind of weekend, a long weekend of just trying to make things work. And as of right now, we're making it work. This episode is happening, so we're hoping to have the mic situation figured out in order to not have to worry about the issues we had over the weekend for the rest of the week's episodes and on into the future. So that's a long-winded intro, and not only an introduction to the episode, but an introduction into the behind-the-scenes of what's going on here at Nerd Herder. We're just trying to make it work and trying to deliver Star Wars awesomeness to you guys, and part of that is this episode of Monday Motivations. And considering everything that was going on for us behind the scenes with trying to get these episodes out and just trying to make things work, I started to think about some of what I could talk about. I kind of have an idea a week in advance of every Monday Motivation, but sometimes life interjects with a little bit of a lesson or a little bit of happenings that cause me to change it, or not necessarily change it, but completely rework my perspective on it. And that was one of these kinds of weekends where it kind of just made me think about something else to talk about. And that, you know, when Luke's on Dagobah, he starts to have these visions. He starts to feel his friends in danger and knows that something's up, and he feels like he has to be there. He has to help. And so it causes him to want to leave his training, something that Yoda and Obi-Wan are not excited about, and they kind of come at it from the perspective of, you know, the dark side is the quick and easy path. You're not ready to train Vader. Don't fall into the same traps. Not ready to fight Vader, sorry. And, you know, they're worried that he's unprepared and he might fall into the same traps that, his father did, though he didn't know it was his father, and so forth and so on. And Obi-Wan pleads with him to have patience and to finish his training. And Of course, Luke, his biggest thing, his superpower is caring about his friends. His superpower is compassion towards those he cares about most. And so he couldn't just sit idly by. And really, I think it's a good thing, because then he learned the truth of who his father was. And ultimately, his intervention didn't change anything. But I do think it was the right choice. Nonetheless, though, Obi-Wan's pleading for patience, I use the a gif of that on a regular basis between either me and my friends, or even on Nerd Herder I've used it, just because I'm constantly trying to remind myself and others to have patience, and I'm not going to say I'm perfect at that. I don't think I am, but I think I'm mindful that I need patience. I think I know that I struggle with being patient, and so I try consistently to remind myself in various situations, big or small, to have patience. And I've come to learn in my life that patience isn't just about waiting. Patience isn't just the same as telling someone to wait, but it's more along the lines, as my grandfather would put it, to wait well. It's not just about waiting for you to get what you want. It's not about just waiting to receive a product or to get through a line for a ride or to, you know, it's not about just waiting, but how you wait. It's about waiting well. And when I think of the patience that I, and I'm sure many other people need, you know, we're just by nature impatient people. Our culture has kind of pushed us into this very immediate satisfaction kind of rhythm where, you know, we can have everything at our fingertips with these new fancy phones, and we can do all of these things with all this technology. You know, I can have all that I need very quickly. Fast food, I don't have to wait and sit down and dine for it. I can just get it in a few minutes or less. And so we're kind of conditioned to be impatient. We're kind of conditioned that, you know, things should be quick. Things should meet our schedule. And unfortunately, it doesn't work like that, because, you know, no matter how awesome we are and how good our intentions are, at the end of the day, the world does not meet our schedule. The world does not take our schedule into consideration. The world does as the world does. And, you know, we have to have some patience sometimes and say that, well, I want this. I can't have it right now. I want to do that, but I can't do that right now. You know, and so forth and so on. But we can't just go through life with the idea of, well, I can't do that, so I'm going to, you know, just kind of pout and be upset until I do get what I want. You know, until I get this thing that I want, or until I'm able to do this thing, you know, I'm just going to be unbearable to be around, because I'm just so frustrated and you know, down and out because I didn't get my way and I have to wait more. You know, I mean, think of children. You know, I work with children regularly with my job, and, you know, it's so crazy when, you know, one of the kids comes and he's like, when are we getting snack? And I say, it's about 10 minutes. We'll have a snack in about 10 minutes. And the meltdown that he has because he has to wait 10 minutes for snack, even though snack is served at the same time every week, it's the same kind of almost temper tantrum that we have when we don't get what we want, when we don't get some goal in life that we want, when we don't get the relationship that we want, when we don't get the stuff that we want, when we can't do the things that we want, we tend to have a little bit of a temper tantrum. And, you know, we say we'll wait, but we don't wait well. And ultimately, that's what patience is to me. When I think about it, I think specifically of a time when I went to Haiti with a church group, and that was, good golly, almost 6 years ago now. I met Megan that same summer, so it was a very significant summer for me. And while I was there with some friends in Haiti, serving the people there and helping in any way we could, there was a time when we had to stay almost 2 miles away from the location that we were serving. We were serving out of local churches around the area, providing goods to people. We were helping with repairs around the church building and the individuals that lived around that area. We were doing education and fun programs for the kids. You know, we were doing a lot of activities and things, and we were very busy at these places. And at one point, because of natural occurrences, we couldn't get to the place we were supposed to stay, so we had to stay 2 miles away. Because of those same natural occurrences, we could not drive those 2 miles to get to that location. We had to walk 2 miles there every morning and 2 miles back. And it was a bit of a, it wasn't always the easiest trek. I mean, it was very rough terrain. It was very up and down and very, very hot. And I remember one time, you know, this would take about 45 minutes for us to walk. And I remember one day, I did not want to take 45 minutes. I wanted to just get there. I was thirsty. I was tired. I just wanted to get there to be able to do what I needed to do, take a nap if I could find the time, and then just get back. And so I power walked. I left everybody else in the dust. I power walked that whole way. I was rushing and rushing and rushing. And about halfway there, I started to get some pain in my ankles, but I was like, no, it's fine. I'll just keep going. I'll keep going. I'll keep going. And I finally get there, and I sit down and realize at some point I had worn a hole in the back of my socks, at the back of my ankle, and through that hole, the back of my shoes had started to cut into my skin, and so my ankles were bleeding, and it was this whole thing of I got there like I wanted, but now, number one, I'd hurt myself. Number two, I couldn't walk around as much anymore, because once I've sat down, all the pain that I was ignoring earlier settled in, and it was very difficult to walk then. I actually had to ride a donkey back to the place we were staying that night. And so, because I was impatient, you know, I got what I wanted. I got there before everybody else, but at the end of the day, it made me totally useless, because I couldn't go around to the community like we were supposed to. I could, you know, I had to stay there and work on repainting the building and everything. And, you know, what good did it do to me, for me to be impatient? What good did it do for me to rush through and get to my objective, only to find out that I've hurt myself in getting there so quickly? You know, if I just had patience, then I would have gotten there, no problem, no worry, no pain, no concern. But I decided to take it into my own hands and say, no, I want to get there sooner. I want to do this. I can't wait. And it ended up being more hurtful than helpful to do so. And so sometimes, you know, I talked about perspective before, you know, having a new point of view, seeing things from a different angle. And sometimes that helps with having patience. It's not about looking at it just from the idea of you have to wait to get what you want. Because if you go from that perspective, you're always going to be upset. You're always going to be, well, I can't get what I want. I have to wait. Nobody likes waiting. But if we come at the perspective of, okay, I can have what I want at the right time, and in between there, I can work towards these other things. I can do these other things that's going to make that big goal of mine even better if I just work at it right now. Thinking of it as, you know, I have this much time to work on things so that when I can do what I want to do, it'll be even easier. It'll be even more rewarding. And looking at the time that you have, not as just twiddling your thumbs and just, you know, having a temper tantrum, but looking at it in a perspective of I have this much time to make that next thing even better. I have this much time to work on all these other things, you know. And so having patience and waiting well and having that perspective of not that it's boring, not that it's an inconvenience, but that it's an opportunity. And so having that kind of perspective can completely change our idea of patience, and it can completely change how we go through life, through things. You know, it can completely change how you wait in line at Starbucks or how you wait in line at Disney. It can completely change how you wait for that relationship with a significant other that you want. You know, I understand, you know, we get impatient. We want to have that one person that we can just love and all that other stuff. But at the same time, what can you do in between here and there when it's right to make that an even more enjoyable relationship. Looking at it from that perspective, I think will change so much. And so I hope that you guys can join me in trying to find more patience for ourselves, and join me in trying to develop more patience and to wait well. Whatever you're waiting for, I don't know what it is you're waiting for. I could give you a long list of things that I'm waiting for, that me and Megan are waiting for, but we've come to realize that if we don't wait well, and if we don't take the opportunity of time that we have until those bigger things come, then it's not going to be a very fun experience. And so, we're still very into this new year. I mean, January's almost come to a close. So 2019 has still got a lot ahead of us. And so what would 2019 look like if we had more patience? That's the kind of thing I'm thinking about today, and hopefully you can. How can you have more patience today? What can you do to develop more patience? What would help you wait well? Some things to think about. But I hope you guys have a great rest of your Monday. Hopefully, if you're on holiday, enjoy it. If you're not, enjoy it anyway. Hopefully, you can find some good in it, whatever you find yourself doing. And hopefully, we can look forward to a great week of shows from us here at Nerd Herder. If all goes well technologically, then we'll be back Wednesday with our main show about Boba Fett. And this Friday, we haven't decided if we're going to do the Boba Fett arc and the two Mandalorian episodes that come after. That'll be 5 episodes to talk about, and we haven't decided if that would just be a little too much. So, but either way, we will have a Clone Wars rewatch featuring the Boba Fett arc. It's just will we have the other two episodes as well? In fact, if you want, let us know which you'd prefer, which you would like. Yeah, that's what is ahead of us this week. Also, it's coming to the end of the month, which means that our 10 Things We Love About Revenge of the Sith will be going up on Patreon soon. And with that, we'll also be putting our previous episode, 10 Things We Love About Attack of the Clones, up on YouTube. If you join us on Patreon, you get a whole month of early access to that episode. And so if you want to check it out, it'll be up on YouTube soon on our YouTube channel. If you want to check out the latest Revenge of the Sith episode, then head over to Patreon to see how you can sign up to be a part of that. And just consider checking out our Patreon in general. Having that patron support can go a long way to the quality of life of the show and being able to do what we do on a regular basis, but also look at doing new things. It would just really help out. Here at Nerd Herder, we would be eternally grateful. And other than that, though, if you aren't connected with us on Twitter and Facebook, if you started this episode like, what? I didn't realize you guys didn't put up an episode. Well, we put it all over Twitter and Facebook, so it's a good place to connect to us to know what's going on when we do post episodes, when we unfortunately can't post episodes, and when we post memes and jokes and questions and all this other stuff. We do a lot on social media, so make sure you're following us there on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter especially, we're a lot more active on there just because it's easier. But with that, hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Hope this episode did something for you, got your gears turning a little bit. Hopefully, it can push you in the direction of being a little bit more patient in life. I guarantee you won't regret it. But with that, guys, stay scruffy, and may the Force be with you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.